Hi, I'm Pastor Jim Lindis, and I thank you for joining us for worship this morning. This is week 35 of our online worship, and you should know that I'm recording on Wednesday morning. What does that mean? It means that I am unaware of what has happened on our island or in our nation on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. In fact, as I am speaking to you this morning, our election is too close to call. Now, as you wake up on Sunday morning, I am hoping that all is peaceful and that perhaps our country and our citizens can pull together for the common good. Remember, in the end, we are not red or blue. We are red, white, and blue, and we need every citizen of every color, every gender, and every orientation to pull together. Now, as I consider this pandemic landscape that we're in, a line from Amazing Grace comes to mind. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe this far, and grace will lead me home. We're going to need a lot of grace to rebuild, to heal from the pandemic, and to move forward in faith as a church community. But the best thing that we can do is what you've done this morning. Put ourselves in the path of the gospel. Good things happen to those who are in the pathway of Jesus. So come with me now. Let's go forward to worship. Let's head in the sanctuary. Come, all you people, come and praise the Most High.
Come all you people, come and praise the Most High. Come all you people, come and praise the Most High. Come all you people, come and praise the Most High. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise the Savior. Come all you people, come and praise the Savior. Come all you people, come and praise the Savior. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise the Spirit. Come all you people, come and praise the Spirit. Come all you people, come and praise the Spirit. Come now and worship the Lord.
Oiaimus et inamatem vali. Oiaimus et inamatem vali. Huyaimos e tinamate mori, huyaimos e jino.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what is going on out there, it is good for us to be together here. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, lead us and guide us along the way, that our worship might be pleasing to you, and that our lives might be offered up to you as an expression of thankfulness for your amazing grace. We pray in this strong name of Jesus. Amen. Ann Ferguson volunteers in our church office. 1 week after All Saints Sunday, we remember her husband, Gentleman John Ferguson, and her son, Ian. Father and son died too early, but we remember them with a smile. Their names are chiseled in stone in the columbarium. We give thanks for their memory. Ann is going to read for us now. This parable was told by Jesus 2,000 years ago in the final days of his life. Listen carefully as we are going to return to this text in just a few moments. Ann, over to you.
The reading today is from the 25th chapter of Matthew. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout. "Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Anne. Our love and prayers to you this day. Carl Olson is going to sing for us at this time. Carl?
After supper, Jesus went to pray, asked his friends and followers to stay. Stay away.
Thank you, Carl. The sermon title this morning is Underlying Conditions. It is a reflection on the parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. But since none were really foolish, I prefer to call them the wise and silly bridesmaids. As the story begins, the wise bridesmaids looked a little foolish. All the bridesmaids, wise and foolish, were weighed down. They were weighed down with everything they needed for the wedding. They were quite a sight as they carried their purses, their phones, their toothbrushes, their shoes, their dresses and hair dryers, curling irons and hair brushes. They had champagne bottles and makeup cases. Now, I have been around hundreds of weddings in my day, and I have observed that bridesmaids do not travel light. Now, all of the bridesmaids were excited for the wedding as they made their multiple trips, unloading their cars to get ready for the big day. Now, the wise bridesmaids looked perhaps a little foolish at this point, for they added even more to their heavy burdens. They carried oil. They carried jugs of oil. They brought with them extra oil for their lamps, and they looked comical carrying big jugs of oil along with everything else to the dressing room. The silly bridesmaids were amused. They knew what time the wedding was scheduled to start. They knew how much oil they would need for the three-hour period leading up to the wedding and the party that would follow. 3 hours, 3 hours of hairstyling and makeup, silly champagne toast, and general pre-wedding female companionship. It was wonderful. The wise bridesmaids looked a little foolish, and the silly bridesmaids had not a care in the world. But then something unexpected happened. It was unpredictable. I mean, who could have known that the ferry would break down? Who could have known that the electricity would go out? Who would have known that the bridegroom could not find the keys to his car? We don't know what happened, but something happened, and as a result, the groom was delayed. The bridesmaids just had to wait. The groom was delayed, delayed not by minutes. No, the groom was delayed by hours. The laughter and giggling of the bridesmaids led ultimately to sweet slumber. They laid their heads down to rest. And then at midnight, when the groom finally did arrive, the call to action was heard. Everyone get ready. The groom is here. The wedding will soon begin. Now really, Jesus, give us a break here. Who starts a wedding at midnight? This story that you're telling us is a little ridiculous. The silly bridesmaids, as they awaked from their slumber, tried to light their lamps, but the long, unanticipated delay had taken its toll. They had burned all of their oil. And suddenly, those who appeared earlier to be foolish now looked very wise as they pulled their backup supply of oil out of their backpacks and loaded up their oil lamps. The silly bridesmaids were now desperate. They pleaded with the wise bridesmaids, saying, "Please share with us." But those who had prepared for the unpredictable said, "No, no way. You go to Home Depot and get your own oil." Of course, Home Depot was not open at midnight, and the wedding party went on without the silly bridesmaids. Jesus then said to all who were listening, keep awake, for this is how life is. This is the way it plays out. You see, you just never know. You just never know when the ferry is going to break down. You just never know when that tire is going to go flat. You never know when the economy will take a downturn. You never know if that kiss that you share with your spouse or loved ones might be the last kiss that you ever share with them. Keep awake, Jesus says. This is how life is. It is important to note that on the surface of this story, the only difference between the silly and wise bridesmaids was their preparation for the unexpected. There was no mention made of their church attendance or their treatment of their family or their neighbors. No, they were just good people going about their lives. Some were just more prepared for the unexpected. The unexpected. How could we have possibly known when the calendar turned to 2020 that all hell was going to break loose? How could we have known that our economy would fall off a cliff, that planes would quit flying, that commuters would cease their commuting, that children would not be in school, that going to the theater or out to eat would become only a memory from the distant days of 2019. The sermon title this morning is Underlying Conditions. 2 weeks ago, I was on a Zoom call with the senior pastors of large ELCA congregations all across our country, from the presidential battleground state of Pennsylvania to the hills of Texas, from the snowy Iron Range of Minnesota to the smoky forest of California, and everywhere in between, a weary group of clergy came together for an early afternoon Zoom meeting. We were called together to discuss the effects of the pandemic, the health of our congregations, and to learn some best practices in an unprecedented time when congregations were not meeting in person. With us that day was a nationally known church consultant who had spent his entire life trying to support pastors and strengthen churches. It was clear very early on that this pandemic had caused a sea change in church communities. All of the large ELCA congregations had moved online, just as we have. Their ministries now had a larger reach, but at great cost. The loss of intimacy, the weekly and daily touch of Christian sisters and brothers. Sunday mornings were mostly cold now. You know, there's a reason why TV sitcoms are recorded in front of live audiences. The consultant mostly told us what we already knew. This change was here to stay. Now, of course, we will again return to in-person worship someday, hopefully someday not too far in the distant future. We will laugh and we will cry and we will sing together again in person. And Trinity's famous coffee hours will return. But it's clear that our online presence will need to go forward if we want to reach out to new generations and to our shut-in seniors. But there is more. The consultant said that the best estimates are that 1 in 5 Christian churches will close permanently as a result of the pandemic. Hear that again. 1 in 5 Christian churches across denominations will close permanently. He said that the pandemic attacks people with underlying conditions. The vulnerable are more vulnerable. Those with underlying conditions are more likely to suffer and more likely to die from the pandemic. We know that. But he said that the same was true for congregations. Churches with underlying conditions are more likely to suffer. Churches with underlying conditions are more likely to close their doors forever. Healthy churches will suffer too with the rest of society, but most healthy congregations will survive the pandemic. Healthy congregations? Healthy congregations have a clear sense of mission. Healthy congregations are marked by inclusiveness and generosity. Healthy congregations stay out of the political fray, steering clear of divisive political discourse, finding their unity instead in the call of Jesus Christ, which focuses them on the love and service of their neighbors. Healthy congregations are likely to survive because they had prepared ahead of time for a rainy day. Prudently, they had put aside extra oil just in case the unexpected happened, knowing that the unexpected always happens. Healthy congregations have nurtured a culture of generosity. Healthy congregations are looking to love, not judge, those who join in worship and service. Yes, the churches with the best overall health and the least number of underlying conditions are likely to survive the sea changes of pandemic 2020. The virus attacks those with underlying conditions. Marriages with underlying conditions have been in trouble the past 8 months. Students with underlying conditions have been most vulnerable as schools have moved online, leaving them at home. Individuals with underlying conditions are at a much greater risk. Those who suffer from depression or addiction have been especially vulnerable. And I have to tell you, from painful personal interactions, that this virus has taken an especially hard toll on our senior citizens. They are shut in. They are lonely. They long for human interaction. No one could have predicted the earth-shaking events of 2020. Who could have predicted that the bridegroom would show up at midnight? What groom arrives for an afternoon wedding at midnight? The silly bridesmaids? Oh, they were not silly at all. They were every bit as loving and faithful as the wise bridesmaids. They were loyal friends to the bride and to each other. They were smart, but they had not prepared. They had not prepared for the uncertainty that is our daily life. No one could have predicted the earth-shaking events of 2020. But the chaos of 2020 has exposed our underlying conditions. Underlying conditions that we must deal with, because if we don't deal with those underlying conditions, our society will continue to unravel. The fabric of our lives will unravel as well. Underlying conditions that are ignored are a threat to our moral, our physical, and our societal health. Unchecked, we will experience dis-ease, the dis-ease of a decaying body or a crumbling cold marriage. We will be unhealthy, unchecked. Underlying conditions don't just go away. No, they keep us out of the wedding party. And we will fall short then of the abundant life that God desires for us. The pandemic has laid bare the deep fissures that stress the very foundations of our great country. We love this country, the land of the free, a shining city on a hill. Our parents and grandparents fought epic battles to secure our freedom and the promise of opportunity, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have pursued the golden calf of affluence. We have made our happiness dependent upon fossil fuels and addictive technology and the underlying thirst of undying thirst for consumption. We have bowed down to the God of security. Now, in the past few years, and in this contentious election year, we have lost sight of the overall health of our citizens. We've been blind to the underlying conditions that now threaten to destroy us. The laundry list of underlying conditions is daunting. The divide between the rich and the poor has widened. The safety nets, compassionately designed to protect our most vulnerable citizens, have been dismantled. Systematic racism and individual racism have been exposed. Hatred, bigotry, and intolerance, long ignored, demand now to be dealt with. White supremacy, unchecked nationalism, armed militias pose a threat to our democracy and to our churches. The bleached coral reefs, the melting glaciers, and the burning forest call out to those who were entrusted with their care. You see, the underlying conditions need to be dealt with, or they will deal with us. We will experience the natural consequences of running out of oil as the bridegroom arrives for the party, and we will be literally or figuratively left out, left behind. Now, is this a gloom and doom sermon, Pastor? Because the last thing I need after this week is a gloom and doom sermon. And the answer is no. It is not a gloom and doom sermon. It is a wake-up call. You see, the most destructive sermon that I could preach to you this morning in the midst of this pandemic and this chaos would be a sermon that told you that everything is fine. Look around. Everything is not fine. And to deny that reality, or to deny science, or the current challenges that you face and we face, to bury our heads in the sand, is the path of fools, a certain path to misery. This is not a gloom and doom sermon, because it is not too late. With Jesus as our teacher, with the Holy Spirit leading us, bathing in the amazing grace of God, we can make a difference. We can change the trajectory of our lives and help quell the discord in our nation. But in order to do that, we must name our underlying conditions and we must set out to deal with them. If your marriage is crumbling, get help. If depression or despair are getting the best of you, then get help. If you need to eat less sugar and exercise more, then make a plan to do just that. Turn off cable news and go for a walk once in a while. And do not engage in uncivil discourse. Do not engage. Keep the wood away from the fire and it will go out. Because once the conversation becomes less than respectful, it's just best to stop. No one will be convinced to change their mind when civility is lost. And nonviolence. Nonviolence is the way of Jesus. That means no physical violence if things don't go your way. And that means no verbal or social media violence to friend or stranger. Sticks and stones can break my bones. And words? Yeah, words do hurt. Words written or spoken can be violent. Our nation is in a vulnerable position right now. Our underlying conditions have caught up with us. But hear this clearly. We are not without hope. We each have an important role to play in the healing of our nation. We can all work towards reconciliation. We can all work towards peace and justice. We can all work to make our great nation even more compassionate, more welcoming, more gracious, more tolerant. And the Bible repeatedly calls us to care for the most vulnerable, the widow, the orphan, the stranger, the alien, the migrant, and the immigrant. The journey of life is much like today's parable, unpredictable. And 2020 is actually a pretty good metaphor for the human journey that we're all on. We cannot know or predict every challenge that we will face, but the wise will prepare. The wise will prepare for rainy days. The wise will winterize their homes. The wise will pay attention to the underlying conditions that demand their attention. You see, it's not too late. It's not too late for you. It's not too late for me. It's not too late for our nation. And it's not too late for our world. May God help us. May God help us to play our role in reconciliation. And may God help us to be a force for healing. May God help us to seek and to work for the common good of all people. And that, my friends, is not gloom and doom. That is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Carl Olson is going to sing for us now. Carl?
Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am weak and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weakest hour. Help me through the darkness thy face to see. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Help me tread in the paths of righteousness. Be my aid when Satan and sin oppress. I am putting all my trust in thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I am lost if you take your hand from me. I am blind without thy light. delight to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. Lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, O Lord, lead me.
We lift our prayers now to God. Each petition will lead us to a sung response. Turn it over to Jesus. Let us pray.
Gracious and loving God, you have called us to watch and stay awake. Help us to be faithful as we seek to follow you. May we welcome, love, and serve all people. May we work for peace and justice far and near. May we share from our abundance, feed the poor, and bring comfort to the afflicted. Give us courage in our response, even as we turn it over to Jesus.
Gracious God, as we recover from this election season, we are tired, weary, and divided. Let us lean on your Spirit to guide our actions, calm our discourse, and find ways to genuinely hear our neighbor. We know your love can guide us to true reconciliation. Help us to be wise, even as we turn it over to Jesus.
Gracious God, our world is troubled. Your children suffer. We pray this day for the people of Turkey and Greece following the earthquake. We pray for religious tolerance in France. We lift our hopes for a just resolution and peace in Armenia and Azerbaijan. Send your Holy Spirit to the leaders of nations and the leaders of movements. May peace prevail and may freedom ring for your children everywhere. Give us the courage to work for justice, even as we turn it over to Jesus.
We give thanks for the family of God here at TLC, for the work and the joy of the preschool teachers and the children, the cheerfulness and the assistance of all the office personnel, the volunteers who read, garden, bring cookies and flowers, and all those who support the ministry by prayer and other gifts. We give thanks as we turn it over to Jesus.
Spirit of God. Gracious God, you are the God of the living and the dead. Be with those who are diseased, depressed, lonely, afraid, and dying. Bring healing where possible. Give comfort and hope to the afflicted. If we live or if we die, may we turn it over to Jesus.
All these things and whatever is upon our hearts, we lift to you, gracious God, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Please share a sign of peace and greeting with those close by, or pick up the phone and share Sabbath good wishes with friends or family, far or near.
May the peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
A few announcements this morning. The altar flowers behind me were given by Ann Ferguson in memory of her husband, John, and her son, Ian. Remember, every Sunday morning, the Adult Forum is going on, 9:30 a.m. by Zoom. You can get those that information from the church office. And Sunday School as well. Connect with the church office, and we'll let you know how to connect to Sunday School on Sunday mornings. I want to thank you all, too, for your support, your financial gifts, but also your loving prayers have kept us afloat in these strange pandemic days. So thank you very much for your support. Deacon Amy, do you have any news for us on Christian education? Come on up.
Hello. Just a few announcements about our Christian education opportunities at Trinity. Adult education meets on Zoom at 9:30 every Sunday morning. This morning, I will be teaching about recapturing our youthful wonder. Next Sunday, Pastor Eileen Burdick will be speaking for the next two Sundays. Sunday School meets on Zoom at 11 o'clock this morning. We're meeting on the second and fourth Sundays of each month. So confirmation class will be meeting next Sunday at 11 o'clock on Zoom. And our middle school and high school students are also getting together for fun games on Zoom. Middle school meets at 4 o'clock on Tuesdays, and high school meets at 4 o'clock on Fridays. Hope to see you there.
Now we dedicate our gifts and our very lives now to God as we join Carl in singing and praying together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
Now receive the benediction. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And our sending song, Carl's going to sing for us. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world
Doctors and the nurses in his hands. He got the doctors and the nurses in his hands. He got the doctors and the nurses in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got unemployed and the working in his hands.
Now be safe, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Until next time.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have things you need to buy. Feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother, if you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Well, I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother, if you need a hand. We all need
somebody to lean on. Well, I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.